You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now I got a tickle in my throat and I got a cough. I thought I could make it till the next break, but I couldn't. Sorry. Sorry, you know, you got that little piece of, I don't know, not even phlegm, just, you know, feels like a little piece of cardboard in the back of your throat. Yeah, okay, you all got me. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, there are 15 people in three different states that have been warned that they might have been exposed to a fatal brain disease from potentially contaminated surgical equipment. We'll talk about that. Hyperactivity linked to poor hearing. Could our kids with ADHD or even our adults have poor hearing? We always thought that people with ADD just didn't pay attention and that's why they didn't hear us. What if there's an actual link between ADD and poor hearing? Okay. Then the FDA has found low levels of arsenic in rice. It's okay. I'm sure it's fine. We'll talk about arsenic, the kinds that are out there. Do we really have to worry about arsenic in our rice? You know, I'm at the point now with my metabolism that if I eat rice, it, you know, with the high sodium content and rice wanting more water, I guess I always gain a pound or two the next day whenever I eat rice. So I'm not even allowed to eat rice anymore. I don't, and it stinks because I love rice. I could just eat bowls and bowls of rice. I love Spanish rice with some cheddar cheese on it, a touch of salsa. Right? And then I could just eat that like it's butter. I don't really eat butter anymore either. All right. So we'll talk about how crappy our diets now have to be. Then, could better hygiene, high income, high industrialized countries, cleaner countries, could that be the cause of Alzheimer's? All right. Are we maybe doing it wrong by being super clean? So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me. I didn't know my name. Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H. You say your name so damn much. It slurs. Dahlia. But honestly, you guys should have been listening to me now for what? I've been on air almost 5 years. If you guys don't know my name by now, you got a problem. And then, of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. You know what? I know we have some calls on the call line and answer line. Let's see what we got, and let's hit those out of the ballpark first. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. It's awesome to actually be able to call you. I have a question about, after shaving your leg, I noticed that maybe 2 or 3 days when the hair starts to grow, my legs itch like crazy. There isn't a specific spot. It's on the knees. It could be on the calves. It could be the thighs, behind the thighs. They just itch. I can itch them raw, and it doesn't want to stop. I've tried changing shaving cream. I've heard sandalwood oil does the trick, but I can't find anywhere that say smells sandalwood oil. If you have any tips or to get rid of the itching, it would be greatly appreciated.
No, are you there? Okay. Well, I want to talk to you. I don't know if you're live or not. I want to. There's a few things that could be going on. One thing that comes to my mind, first of all, and I know I shouldn't be thinking like this, but I'm thinking like a doctor. Okay. Some of us will put on Spanx in theory, okay? Sorry, right? Control top pantyhose, maybe tighten our belts, put on a new pair of boots, and we'll itch afterwards. And the first thing I think about as a doctor, even though I shouldn't, okay, and I'll end with some of the easier type of things when it comes to shaving, but I think of Koebner's phenomenon or some of these other hypersensitivity reactions that people get. Like, for example, if I, let's say, where I have a new pair of shoes for work, Okay, I put them on yesterday. And they're really cool looking. If any of you come to my office, you'll see I look pretty good in my shoes, pretty sexy. Okay, good looking shoes and they're comfortable. Yet because they were new, they made me itch. So both the tops of my feet itch. Now, I've always had this kind of hypersensitivity thing. I don't have lupus or rheumatism or anything like that, but I think I have a yet to be diagnosed where whenever I wear something new or something tight or if something touches my skin, I react to it. And so, you know, if every time somebody shaves, they react after shaving, I start to think of this type of... Now, Koebner's phenomenon, we see this in people with psoriasis, or basically if you scratch yourself or injure yourself on a certain body part, you kind of hive in along that well-demarcated area, all right? And so I kind of think of that. And so, you know, if you can't get this to calm down, I would definitely recommend a doctor doing some tests on you, you know, checking, you know, some of your, I'm trying to think what word do I want to look for. I'll think of it. I'm having a brain fart. I apologize. But, you know, just more in the immunological realm. Now, for the rest of us, what seems to happen, including, you know, who called, is when the hair starts to regrow, that causes the itching. And so you probably need a really good exfoliant after you shave, okay? If you start to burn a couple days after shaving, to me, that doesn't mean as much of hypersensitivity because you aren't blowing up and itching right as you're shaving. That's happening a couple days later, even though you can have a delayed hypersensitivity reaction. But it's to me, it sounds like the hair's starting to regrow. And when the hair's starting to regrow, it's as the skin is regranulating over the last couple days, it's trying to push through, etc. So sometimes a really good exfoliant helps. You know, you may also want to try a little Claritin or a antihistamine a couple days at the time you shave. Start taking it a couple days before you start to itch. That'll always help. I'm a huge fan of calamine lotion. There's also Caladryl that they sell, which is clear. Sometimes you could use a petroleum-based lip balm even on certain areas that you think are going to. But usually you need to do the exfoliating scrub before the hair starts to grow back. Hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials. All right, Robert wants to know, why is pubic hair curly, and why does that seem to ingrow more than other hair? Not that I wanted this to be the topic of conversation today, but I mean, it's a good topic. I don't think I ever learned in medical school why it's curly. I always thought, let's answer the second question. That's a little easier because it gives you time to get the kids out of the car so we can talk about this. just drop the kids off on the side of the road. Okay. The reason why pubic hair will ingrow easier than other hairs is because of its coarseness. Two, it's many times a shaving or a waxing of that area is going to be a little bit more caustic than it would be to another body part. Hence, with the inflammation, you seem to get a little bit more buildup of the skin in that area. So as the hair starts to grow and the hair rapidly grows, it has a chance, especially with the curl, to kind of grow in on itself. So girls have known this for years. When you wax, you have a hell of a time when you do more of the Brazilian or the below the, you know, that area, then as opposed to your legs or underarms, etc. But you could get ingrown hairs everywhere, whether it's the underarm or whatnot. I think the more caustic the skin, the more caustic the shaving or waxing process, the higher of a chance you have for ingrown hair. Some of you will always put steroid on. I want to really warn you, be very careful of steroids in the genital area or the underarm or very sensitive skin. Steroids can thin the skin, but what that does, though, is it decreases inflammation. If you have less inflammation, then hopefully the hair follicle has an unimpeded path. Okay, we got through that one. Good. Make sense? Okay. Now, why is it curly? I don't know. Usually hair grows curly, I think, because of certain speed at which one side grows versus the other. It's more of a physics question. I don't really understand physics, but if one side grows quicker than another or whatever, you have an end up of, sometimes you could have an end up of a bent or a torque to what's growing. But again, I'm not a physicist, so I apologize. No, you're not a physicist, Dr. Dahlia. I know, shocking, huh? Yeah, I sound it, don't I? But I think evolutionary-wise, okay, first of all, I don't think all pubic hair is curly. In some, shall we say, ethnicities, it's not. Okay, there are sometimes the hair is more straight, and this is what my show, I guess, deals with things that you don't really have time to talk to your doctor about. Right? You'll get charged an extra copay if you ask a doctor this one. And also with age, okay, when you're pre-pubertal and going into puberty, things are more straight. Then with the hormones, things become more curly. Then as you age, things start to straighten out again. So hormones are also involved. But, okay, evolutionary-wise, if we don't talk about humans, all right, even though animals don't really seem to have pubic hair, so I don't know how this is going to relate, but you guys hopefully will get my gist. All right, animals, especially the male species, needs to be able to find the site fairly quickly. Okay? Now, this isn't a slight against males. It's just females could be very confusing to the male species. And so, in order for a male species to identify that that is a mature female ready to reproduce, it needs to be very... gosh, how do I say this without really making everybody cringe? I'm already cringing. Basically, it has to be very visual. Okay? Finer, coarser, straighter hair is not as visual. I mean, less coarse as coarse curly hair. Mind you, you got that? Okay. Makes sense? Fine. Which is also why blonde individuals or blonder species will still have darker hair there, okay? Because it has to be able to attract the species that's supposed to cause it to reproduce. You dig? Good. Okay. So, where there seems to be a little bit of an issue is women discovered that they could actually not only style the head on their hair, but they could also style hair down there. And some wish to Van Diesel it, right? All right. Which we've talked about that. We've talked about bald eagles. We've talked about Landy strips, etc. Actually, to be honest, there was one of my very first shows on KDWN was we were talking about, I don't know, gosh, there was a study or a survey that came out saying, what do men prefer? And women were, I think, pretty shocked that men don't really always prefer bald eagle. Okay, they actually prefer some sort of hair being there because that's how they're evolutionarily programmed. If there's no certain sign of maturation down there, they kind of can even get turned off, or they get that, some of you calling in going, oh, hell no. I don't know if I want to open up the phone lines to this question, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But remember, pre-puberty girls don't have the hair there. So it's not in a man's evolutionary best interest to go after that. Okay, except, of course, yeah, I know there's sickos out there, and those guys need to be jailed, mind you. Okay, so you see, so in the survey, it actually showed that Bermuda Triangle or Latting Strip or whatever actually rated higher than other forms of styles. Okay, so that's where the evolutionary Darwinian story comes into play. And so to conclude this as rapidly as I can so we can move on to another subject with the love of the Lord is it's coarse and curly for attractive reasons to attract the male species with mating. Good. Can I move on? Thank you. That was a close one. Arsenic and rice. Oh, darn. My computer crashed. Crap. You see what you guys did? Don't be screwing me up with these puberty questions. Okay, I guess what happened, yes, I do read my articles prior to discussing it. My computer's crashed. It probably fell asleep. It didn't like that last it didn't like that last story. The FDA has found certain levels of arsenic in rice. Now, we talked about inorganic arsenic and organic forms. Arsenic does exist in our beautiful world organically, and it's a part of food, etc. Then you have the inorganic that is a part of our a whole variety of our products. And Dr. Oz had discovered that we have higher levels of arsenic in our fruit juice, etc. There was a big hoopla. The FDA said they were going to get involved and make sure there was less arsenic, but we found that for the most part, the arsenic didn't seem to pose that much of a health risk. Well, that's what's happening right now. The U.S. FDA, I guess, has tested a whole bunch of rice products, and they found that the arsenic level is still too low to cause certain health effects. Now, we know that arsenic can cause cancer. Okay, but at much higher levels. The inorganic arsenic, the organic arsenic doesn't, but the inorganic can. Now, that doesn't mean go buy organic. That just means that inorganic is non-natural forming arsenic, okay? But what the FDA is suggesting is maybe eat in moderation, okay? You don't have to have rice in every single dish. Now, mind you, I've been trying to eat more vegetarian. No, I'm not going to become a vegetarian. I love meat too much. No worry. But the vegetarians and the vegans can teach us something, okay? You might want to listen to your friendly vegetarian or vegan. Just listen to them, okay? And I am trying to have as many meals throughout the week vegetarian as I can so that when I want to eat my meat, I can eat my meat. A nice, big, succulent, medium steak with au jus, maybe prime rib, something really nice and juicy. Okay, good. I love steak. All right. Not a big fan of the fish. All right. Chicken, eh. All right. So, rice, though, is a big part of many vegetarians' diets. Okay, because it's good stuff. I love rice, but maybe mix it up a little bit. Okay, because you know we quantitating this is going to be very difficult because that's what they're studying right now. Okay, what are we looking at? Even with our regular food products, even Rice Krispies, I think they're reviewing. All right, guys, don't go away. I need to throw my computer on the ground to see if I can wake it up, and we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say...
We're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to try to keep this next segment above the waist, even above the neck, if we can. But this is concerning. At least 15 people have been exposed to a potentially deadly brain disease called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And they believe what had happened is there were some neurosurgery instruments that had been first used at Catholic Medical Center in Manchester, New Hampshire. This had been reported by modernhealthcare.com as well as a variety of other sources. Apparently, there is a hospital where five patients had undergone surgeries in June, July, August who might have been exposed to this Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease because surgeons had used instruments that were used on a New Hampshire patient suspected to have died from the rare brain disorder. Two more patients had the surgery in West Haven, Connecticut. Five had, I guess, were at Cape Cod Hospital. Now, the hospitals had rented the same surgical equipment from Medtronic, which is a global medical device manufacturer based in Minneapolis. I guess a Medtronic spokesperson had said the company had confirmed that the potentially contaminated instruments had been used in seven additional cases. Now, what makes this so weird is they did sterilize, but this prion, which is like a protein that causes the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, it's not like a bacteria, not like a virus, and could possibly be immune from the sterilization process. This is some scary stuff. So from what I understand, Medtronic already notified patients and I guess have already followed procedures to track the specific set of instruments. They said they are assisting hospitals and appropriate state health authorities as they manage the situation. Pretty scary stuff. Now, they say the risk should be extremely low because most of those patients had spine surgery and not brain surgery. But these prions, I guess, could be resistant to sterilization. And I'm not really sure then what type of degree of sterilization you need to do. I mean, personally, I would just say then if you're, you know, doing any sort of procedure on somebody who could have had Creutzfeldt-Jakob or whatever, then just throw the sucker out. My guess is if this is equipment that's rented, this is some, you know, pretty fancy, expensive type stuff that they sterilize. Now, many of you have asked me periodically over the years, I don't understand what's going on with the vaginal speculums that my doctor uses or these anoscopes or these colonoscopes. These are being used in other people's bodies and then they're used in mine. How do you know if it was sterilized correctly? And many of you had questions, especially after what had happened with the Dr. Desai clinic, you know, going, you know, how fast is the sterilization process and is the equipment being used on me sterilized enough? I mean, in my office, we like to double do everything just to be on the safe side. So we use a Cydex or a germicide soak that we use for at least 24 hours. And then we also autoclave. Even things that are not supposed to be used for sterile procedures, like, for example, pap smears, vaginal exams, those aren't considered sterile procedures. Those are called clean procedures because there's no way to sterilize the vagina before the pap smear. But most doctor's offices, of course, will sterilize the equipment. Now, you will sterilize the equipment, and then you have a choice of keeping it in sterile packaging or not. I keep it in the sterile packaging until I see the patient. But usually with these things, there's clean, I know a lot of doctors, I've been told a lot of doctors, they don't necessarily sterilize, or they sterilize, but then they're kept in a, shall we say, like they're kept in like a drawer, et cetera. They're clean instruments and they're used. For the most part, those are fine. You know, the plastic speculums that people use, the plastic speculums, yes, they're clean, but they're not technically sterile. They're clean instruments. Just for me, out of habit, I just sterilize everything and I show everybody that I'm opening up the sterile package, et cetera. Some of you still get heebie-jeebies thinking that like your colonoscope or your EGD was down somebody's orifice or up somebody's orifice. And to be honest, the sterilization procedure that they use with the soaking, et cetera, is supposed to suffice. It does. And there's certain types of concentrations. There's certain type of time limits that are being used. I mean, I've had two or three colonoscopies now. I can't count. You know, one thing, it's the propofol makes you forget. And I mean, thank God I've been fine, you know, so I wouldn't panic about getting those procedures done. I understand that we've had some, issues in our medical history that have kind of marred our, reputation, right, of using the care that we need, but those were some very rare instances in our history. Doctors that I know, all the doctors I work with, and I'm sure your doctor is going by OSHA standards and doing it right. When it comes to this, my guess is the patient that had this brain disorder, they didn't realize it until the patient had died. Then they did an autopsy and said, oh, wow, this is what he had. I don't know. But we'll keep you guys posted as we get new developments on that. Okay, now I want to talk about Alzheimer's. Living in a healthy environment, could that possibly put you at risk for Alzheimer's? Well, a study by researchers at Cambridge University found that high-income, highly industrialized countries with large urban areas and better hygiene, all right, I guess have higher rates of Alzheimer's. Now, some of you are probably like, well, duh, all right, you know, we see you know, Alzheimer's more in highly industrialized countries, etc. Well, there could be a few issues with that, okay? Think about it. One is they could be diagnosed a little bit easier, okay? You know, two is people in higher industrialized countries, higher income countries, they could be living longer. So when you have somebody who is malnourished, not getting, let's say, diabetic treatment, et cetera, and that population is dying off younger than in highly specialized countries, they may not live old enough to see the Alzheimer's. But they say here, countries where people have access to clean drinking water have 9% higher Alzheimer's rates than countries where less than half of the people had access to clean water. So what's this hygiene hypothesis that you're going to be seeing in the news this week? All right. Well, they think that maybe we're doing too much. Maybe with all the antibiotics and all the purified water and all the antimicrobial wipes and the hand sanitizers, that we are wiping out bacteria, virus, microorganisms that are extremely important to our immune system. Maybe our immune system, which is navigated by our T cells, right, could maybe be causing less of an immune booster, for example. So you don't get sick as much, so your T cells don't have to work as much. All of a sudden, now you start having deposits in your brain with Alzheimer's. Your body doesn't know how to fight it. I don't know. It's just a theory out there. All right. And some studies have found T cell deficiency in people with Alzheimer's disease. So it's one thought. I always have thought that we do a little too much, right, when it comes to antibiotics, when it comes to cleanliness, but we're trapped into doing this quote-unquote too much, okay? You have no idea if you have salmonella in your food, so of course I want to cook it. But an example of us maybe doing too much is that study that came out last week saying, wait a second, guys, quit washing off your chicken in the sink. Cook your, you know, prepare your raw chicken, throw the chicken in the oven or on the skillet, whatever, and then wash the stuff the chicken was on. But if you pre-wash your chicken, they're saying, that salmonella is now splattering all over the place. And it doesn't sterilize in any way. You still have salmonella on the chicken, which kind of makes sense. I never washed off my chicken. I prepared it. We did the soak. We salted it to bleach out the blood and then would cook it. But I wouldn't wash it off because it would splatter all over the place. So that's one of those things of us doing too much. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
DOCDALI. All right, I want to talk about these fat letters that I guess schools in 19 states have started to send home to parents. Have you guys heard about this? The kids are calling them the fat letters. Schools are basically calling them something else. What they're doing is they're sending parents reports on the child's BMI. I guess they're doing these weigh-ins for students each year. It looks at the kid's BMI. Body mass index, then the measurements are sent home to the parents as reports. And it'll also tell whether the child is considered overweight. This isn't being taken very lightly by parents. Some of you are like, well, why not? It has to do with the kid's health. Why not? And some of you are like, well, you know, this is kind of embarrassing for the kid. Why is the school getting involved? Now, just to quickly review, the BMI is calculated by taking the kid's weight and then, I guess, taking the weight and then dividing it by the square of their height. Most of us do it the easy route where we use the app on our phone or we use the table. There's a table that you could use where you look up the kid's age and then what they fall under. Okay? The BMI is a guide. Okay? I don't think it's a tell-all of what's going on with a person's weight. I mean, it's very good if somebody's underweight or overweight. I mean, it's because that's obvious. But when you have some of these bigger boned, quote, you know, or different body type people, the BMI chart doesn't really seem to be as accurate, okay? And many of you men appreciate this more than women out there because, you know, many of you men that are built more like linebackers, etc., you blow away the BMI chart being obese when you're actually in some of the best shape you've ever been. But it's because of your weight, the bones, the muscle, you just have more mass to you. And that's all the BMI is really supposed to be, your body mass index, okay? It's supposed to basically give you a number based on what your BMI is. And then we should be using that BMI to determine medication dosage, energy expenditure, calorie output, etc. But instead, what we do is we use that BMI to a chart. A lot of people fall one side or another with the chart. They get mad. Some doctors say, well, I don't care if people get mad. Honestly, we're all overweight anyway. We really should, you know, aim for the best. And other doctors are like, look, we're not going to go there, okay? Let's look at you as an individual. My problem with these quote-unquote fat letters with the school is I really want to involve the child's doctor, the child's pediatrician, the child's nurse practitioner, the child's PA. I really want to involve them. And since most schools require a school physical, right, then why not have BMI next to the blood pressure? If we have to take our kids in to get their vaccines and take their kids in to get their blood pressure, take their kids in, you know, I mean, the BMI could just be added to the physical. Then the doctor has to check the BMI, and then the doctor has to address it with the parent. But doing these weigh-ins at school, which my guess is it's not in a very private setting, right? You line up, you all get weighed, et cetera. You know, in medical school, it was interesting. They did a they did a body fat analysis. We had to undress. We could be in our underwear. We went into a private room, though, and then they would use a little calibrator. They would use a little calibrator, or caliper, I should say, to test your body fat. Mine was actually really damn good because I was running at the time. I looked good. I had the lowest triglycerides in the class. My BMI was really good. I was pretty proud of myself. All right. Nowadays, I don't even want to flip and look at the chart. Don't get that chart as far away from me. But I mean, it was private. You had a one-on-one with the nurse. You had a one-on-one. I think that could be helpful. But the problem is sending these letters. Now, unfortunately, we're looking at privacy issues. And I don't know how much I want the school involved. Now, the school is already invested because they spend more time with the child than we as parents do. Unfortunately, my kids spend more waking hours at school than they spend waking hours at home. Not, again, you don't include them, you know, the sleep time. So, you know, having the school work together with the doctor, with the parents could be helpful. But I don't want the school to start taking the place of the doctor. Okay, your doctor is the one that needs to be discussing this with the parents and with the kid. I don't like the idea of a BMI and this label done because, unfortunately, it could be misconstrued by family members and misconstrued by kids. You know, many of us grew up in households where they didn't really use euphemisms. It was, you know, oh, you're getting too fat. Or you got a big butt, or you got, you know, I mean, some of you maybe didn't grow up in households like that, but we all did, okay? I mean, it was just, you know, my parents, my grandparents were very matter of fact. I was very skinny, but I started to grow a tushy. Grandma comes in going, your butt's big. Like, thanks, Grandma, how are you? As well as my brother and sister who were fighting with weight problems, you know, they would kind of reach for a cookie that was there at the house. My parents would yell at them, no cookies, you're too fat. All right, and then I always didn't understand why are the cookies there to begin with. Let's maybe not have the cookies to begin with. But then I would eat the cookies and I'd, you know, shove it in my, you know, shove it in their faces going, ha ha, I get the cookie. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So my only worry is these letters come home and that could be misconstrued. Where usually the doctor's visits are more private. So my recommendation to schools is put the BMI, but have even if it's not BMI, but have a discussion of child's weight, whether it's obese, etc., with the doctor. I think yearly doctor visits for kids should be a routine. Okay, I know many people, they take their kids to the doctor for their vaccines at the 4 or 5 year old mark, and then they don't go back to the doctor until, maybe high school, right, for birth control, right? Now the kids get free birth control, right? Okay, no. Why not have that chance to talk? And I'm sure, you know, we're going to hopefully figure out in this wonderful country of ours how to make sure all kids are on health insurance. It may not be Obamacare to do it, but I'm hoping both sides of the aisle could figure out how to get all kids covered. And that's what I suggest. Yearly exams, etc. But these fat letters, I think it's going too far. Now, this is interesting. They say checking your pulse through your finger could possibly detect risk of heart disease. Apparently, researchers have found that a finger's pulse can measure stiffness in the aorta. Now, remember, stiffness of arteries is a sign of heart disease with the plaquing, etc. There's a new procedure instrument called a transducer, and I guess it's placed on the finger, or it could be over your brachial artery, just located kind of in that antecubital fossa there. Near your elbow, all right, and I guess, or just kind of right below it, and I guess it looks at the, you know, body mass index, the age, etc., and they think that they have been able to figure out if the pulse from the carotid artery of the neck and then the femoral artery in the groin plus the finger, they found that the finger can actually is almost as accurate as the other measurements to tell if you have artery stiffness. So I guess, we're looking for cheaper and easier ways to be able to screen people for things that have been very expensive to screen in the past. Finger pulse, I mean, if you could figure out a machine that could pick that up, all the power to you. But it's cool, nonetheless. All right, smoothies. Many of us are big on smoothies. We'll have smoothies as a meal, thinking that we are able to cut our calories and we are going to be on the road to weight loss. And I guess many smoothies have been studied, and they could contain the same amount of sugar as a large Coke. So researchers are urging that we drink vegetable juice instead. Juicing with vegetables or making your own fruit type of smoothies may be better than just going and purchasing smoothies. Now, I know some of these smoothie stores do have low-fat type of preparations and et cetera, but just kind of keep an eye on the calorie count. Many of us are now entrusting the calorie counts that these restaurants are giving us, but, if you notice you're not losing weight and you're a big smoothie person, something to look at. All right, I think we are coming up on the end. If we are, have a great rest of the day. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But most of all, be healthy, be safe, and God bless.
And get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.